Dana, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi.
I'll give you a little background, and then I'll ask my question. I've been married 18 years. We have two girls, 8 and 11. My husband is depressed, and he said he's been unhappy for about 8 to 10 years, and he wants to separate to figure things out. And my question for you is, I need words to tell my daughters.
You let him explain, since it's his decision. So you sit there and he explains. And then you're both there to answer questions. And their questions will be like, well, will we see you?
Okay.
Will you come to my game? Will you come to my whatever? Will you come to my birthday? Are you going to marry somebody else? Are you ever coming home? The children will ask questions. Since he's the one to make the decision to go, I think the responsibility is his to explain.
Okay. Okay. I could do that. Okay. So then how do I handle it, like, later on, you know, when it's just us in the house and I just leave it? Do I provide further information?
What further information do you think is going to come up?
Well, I mean, he had an affair and he told me about it, which ended in a pregnancy. But even before that, I've noticed, like, he's been depressed. And I guess...
So there's a kid.
Yeah.
He made a baby. And I guess your guys have got a... How old is that child now?
The baby was just born. So...
Okay, so he's really leaving to be with them.
No, I asked him that and he said no. I honestly think he is truly...
So he's
depressed.
Going to abandon the new baby as well as his two kids.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
He's going to have to explain all of this to the kids. And good luck with that.
So you think we should tell them about the baby now?
Oh, absolutely. That's their sibling. Absolutely. He's going to be there. He's going to be involved.
I was thinking, I guess my mind frame was to wait a few years or so.
Hey, ma'am, he's going to be involved with that child.
Yeah.
And if he isn't, he should be beaten to death.
Yeah.
So, yes, the kids have to know everything.
Everything. So then how do you tell that to an 8-year-old? My 11-year-old, but...
Your husband is going to have to explain, I had sex with this woman and we made a baby. And it's your brother or sister, whatever gender it is.
So then...
And they're going to ask a lot of questions. Ma'am, there is no way to make this okay.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, you keep asking questions as though there is some way to make this okay. There is no way to make this okay.
No, there isn't.
But the more the kids know and have clarity, frankly, the better they will do.
Okay.
When they hear things on the phone and find out things at school, that's not going to be good.
Yeah, I agree.
So he has to sit there and explain everything, including the new baby, and then you encourage them to ask questions. And you may have to prime the pump by saying, I would imagine one of the questions the children have of you is, are you going to bring that baby into this home?
Okay.
And then he will answer. And then the kids will start, once the ball is rolling, they'll probably ask their questions. It's very important that they have an opportunity to ask anything they want. Why did you do this?
Okay.
Don't you love us?
Yeah.
Why are we not enough for you? He will have to answer these things. Or it's going to be very expensive, 40 years of therapy.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to prevent.
Well, me too. That's why I'm telling you this all needs to be out in the open.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll do it.
It'll be tough.
Okay.
Have tissues around. It's going to be tough on everybody. Trust me on that one.